From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin are officially installed as President and Vice President for 2019 to 2024 periods. And Jokowi is to introduce new cabinet lineup tomorrow morning. Now the news in detail. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Bambang Susatyo, officially inaugurated Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin, was as President and Vice President of Indonesia for 2019 to 2024 periods. At People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Building, Jakarta, on Sunday afternoon, October 20th. The inauguration was attended by some foreign heads of state, among others Sultan of Brunei Darussalam, Sultan Hassan Al-Bolkiah, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, and Raja Eswatini Swati III, and former Indonesian President and Vice President, among others Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Megawati Sukarno Putri. After the inauguration, President Joko Widodo delivered his first state address. President Joko Widodo revealed that he plans to introduce members of the cabinet ministers who will accompany him during the 2019 until 2024 leadership period. This was conveyed by Jokowi shortly before leaving for the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPRRI, building to attend his inauguration as President and Kiai Haji Ma'ruf Amin as Vice President, 2019 to 2024. Jokowi said that at this time he had completed the composition of the Cabinet of Ministers, but all the names of the new cabinet ministers would only be introduced to the public tomorrow.
Sudah rampung, sudah selesai, nanti malam. Ya, besok pagi lah saya.
I have already completed. Later, tomorrow morning. I'll introduce you tomorrow morning. Later in the afternoon, Pak Kiai Ma'ruf Amin has to go to Japan to attend the coronation of the Japanese emperor. Jokowi further said that for ministerial seats of political parties, there would likely be a total of 16 seats. He also ensured that the new cabinet for the period 2019 until 2024 will still be filled with several old faces, which will be added with more new faces. President of South Korea Moon Jae-in is assured of Indonesia's dynamic growth under the leadership of President Joko Widodo, who is inaugurated for his second term in office in Jakarta on Sunday. President Moon congratulated Jokowi in his official Twitter and Facebook account on Sunday. In his message, Moon said that the friendship and mutual trust shown by Jokowi have pushed both Indonesia and South Korea to materialize the special strategic partnership. Indonesia is the only country in Southeast Asia that has established such relationship with South Korea. Although he could not attend President Jokowi and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin's swearing-in ceremony by himself, Moon sent his chief of the presidential staff, Noh Yung Min, to Jakarta to attend the event held at the Parliament Building on Sunday. In Jokowi's second term in office, he hoped that the people-to-people exchange between the two countries could be intensified. During the launch of her book entitled The Transformation of Maritime and Fisheries, the Fisheries and Maritime Affairs Minister Susi Pujiastuti presented her achievements, which were made during President Joko Widodo's first term. Minister Susi said that her ministry managed to successfully boost the fisheries gross domestic product, or GDP, up to 50% compared to previous period. Susi Pujiastuti also mentioned that fishermen's trade value continues to grow from 106.41% in 2015 to 114.24% in August 2019. The same goes for the export volume, that increases from 4.45% to 7.44%. At our service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Asian member countries have agreed to standardize the competency standards of professionals in tourism by implementing the Asian Mutual Recognition Arrangement on Tourism Professionals, or Asian MRATP. Expert staff of the Minister of Economic Development and Tourism Region of the Ministry of Tourism, Anang Sutono, in a written statement in Jakarta on Saturday said, Asian member countries try to increase cooperation in the field of tourism in realizing the Southeast Asia region as the best and quality tourist destination. Therefore, a seminar was held involving the Ministry of Tourism together with the National Professional Certification Board and the Asian Secretariat and presenting speakers from Indonesia, the Philippines, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Laos. Meanwhile, the head of the Visiting Professional Certification Professional Board in his remarks stated, to improve the quality of human resources in the tourism sector as a whole, it is necessary to accelerate together from upstream to downstream. One way is to implement the Asian Common Competency Standards for tourism professionals. Indonesia's external debt growth slowed down with a healthy structure at the end of August 2019. The external debt at the end of August 2019 was recorded at $393.5 billion, consisting of public debt, government and central bank of $196.3 billion, as well as private debt, including state-owned enterprises, of $197.2 billion. Indonesia's external debt grew 8.8% year-over-year, lower than 10.9% year-over-year, posted in the previous month, predominantly influenced by the net repayment of external debt. The slowdown of growth stemmed from declining public and private external debt. Government external debt management was prioritized to finance development, dominated in productive sectors to promote growth as well as improving public welfare, among others, human health and social work activity sector, or 18.9% of government external debt, construction sector, or 16.4%, education sector, or 15.9%, public administration, defense and compulsory social security sector, or 15.2%, and financial and insurance sector, or 13.9%. The last item. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Hanoi had been engaging with the Vietnamese and introducing Indonesian features as well as their language to them through the Indonesia Corner named Uma Indo. Ambassador of Indonesia for Vietnam Ibnu Hadi explained that Uma Indo, which means the House of Indonesia, is a multi-purpose corner. This was conducted as an informal effort to enhance Indonesia's exposure among the Vietnamese. Aside from Uma Indo, the embassy is also working on people-to-people contact, particularly in the sector of higher education such as university visits and college student exchanges. And listener, that was the news.
This week's spotlight is on mandatory halal certification begins. Stages required to carry out halal certification mandated by law number 33 of 2014 concerning halal product guarantee officially began on Thursday, October the 17th, 2019. A total of 11 ministries or institutions have even signed a memorandum of agreement regarding the implementation of halal certification at the Vice President's office in Jakarta on Wednesday, October the 16th. Minister of Religion Lukman Hakim Saifuddin explained that the obligation to apply halal certification will be first for food and beverage products. Business actors in the sector were given up to 2024 to carry out halal certification in accordance with the Minister of Religion Regulation No. 26 of 2019 concerning halal product guarantee. Lukman Hakim Saifuddin added that the halal certification process was divided into several stages over the span of October the 17th, 2019 to October the 17th, 2024. First, businesses in the food beverage sector registered themselves by attaching a number of requirements. Then, the Halal Product Guarantee Agency examines all the requirements submitted. Furthermore, they choose a halal inspection agency to inspect the products. Lukman Hakim said after the Halal Examination Institute conduct an inspection, the results were submitted to the Indonesian Ulama Council as an institution that would provide a halal fatwa on a product. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said halal certification was very important. It is not only for the benefit of a particular religious adherent, but is also beneficial for the whole community. He also hopes that ministries and institutions that have signed memorandums of understanding can implement and support the implementation of halal product guarantees. That was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Today in History. I'll begin with October the 20th, 1991, the earthquake in Uttarkashi. The 1991 Uttarkashi earthquake occurred at 2:53 local time on October the 20th with a magnitude of 6.8 along the Uttarkashi and Garhwal regions in the state of Uttarakhand in India. High-intensity vibration resulted in the deaths of at least 768 to 2,000 people and the destruction of thousands of houses. Turning to October the 20th to 2010, World Statistic Day was celebrated for the first time. World Statistic Day is celebrated every 5 years. The United Nations Statistical Commission announced the World Statistic Day on October the 20th, 2010. In 2010, 103 countries celebrated National Statistic Day, including 51 African countries, which usually celebrate African Statistic Day each year on November the 18th. I'll conclude with October the 20th, 2014, the inauguration of the 7th President of Indonesia for the 2014-2019 period. Joko Widodo or Jokowi is the 7th President of Indonesia who was sworn in on October the 20th, 2014. He was elected along with Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla in the 2014 presidential election. Joko Widodo was the governor of Jakarta from October the 20th, 2012 to October the 16th, 2014, accompanied by Basuki Cahaya Purnama as deputy governor. Previously, he had served as the mayor of Surakarta or Solo from July the 28th, 2005 to October the 1st, 2012, accompanied by FX Hadi Rudiatmo as deputy mayor. 2 years Undergoing his second terms as mayor of Solo, Joko Widodo was appointed by his party, the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, to compete in the Jakarta governor election in pairs with Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok. Since being elected governor, his popularity has continued to soar and become the media spotlight. As a result, there was a discourse to make him a presidential candidate for the 2014 Indonesian presidential election. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by D. Sarkar in India. He was listening to our broadcast on August 31st, 2019 at 11:26 hours until 11:40 hours UTC through frequency 3325 kHz. And the symbol was 44343. Hello there from Jakarta, Indonesia. Hope you are fine. Thank you very much for the reception report. And yes, we have just got our new KSL card. Hope we can send it to you and other listeners not for too long. Once again, thank you and keep listening. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tatap mata tak sengaja buat hati tak menentu bila datang dari kamu, tak mampu menahan suara di kepala, jantung meledak rasanya cinta. Datang tiba-tiba, mau tak mau. Situasi yang tak kena waktu, tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku selalu. Kembali berpijak di bumi. Pengamen kereta sadari bila ku telah jatuh cinta, telah jatuh cinta. Kau selalu menuntunku untuk kembali berpijak di bumi. Yang tak kena waktu, tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku selalu. Jantung meledak rasanya.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, October the 20th, 2019, is on Jakarta and NBA establish a cooperation in the implementation of basketball curriculum in schools. The Special Capital Region of Jakarta cooperates with the U.S. National Basketball Association, NBA, for the basketball sport curriculum in schools. The program will begin in 2020. This was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding by NBA Asia Managing Director Scott Levi and the Acting Director of Jakarta Education Agency Saifullah Hidayat. It took place at the Sumantri Brojonegoro Sports Building in Kuningan on Thursday, October the 17th, witnessed by Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan. The program implemented is to integrate the NBA junior curriculum with the physical education curriculum at school. There will be basketball and general fitness training for 1.5 million students in 2020. Governor Anies Baswedan said afterwards that the Jakarta provincial government supports the NBA's efforts to continue to improve the health and encourage the active lifestyle of the younger generation through basketball games. He said he realized the significant potential of the junior NBA curriculum in forming Indonesia's future generations. Since its launch in 2014, it has reached more than 16.5 million boys and girls in Indonesia. This program teaches the basic skills and core values of junior NBA, namely sportsmanship, cooperation, positive attitude, and mutual respect. In addition, the Junior NBA Academy program coach has polished more than 44 teachers from 35,000 schools in 21 cities and provinces throughout Indonesia. Meanwhile, Scott Levi admitted that this was the first time they had collaborated with a city government regarding the application of the basketball sport curriculum in schools. He hopes other cities can catch up. Scott Levi said small children who start school from elementary, middle, and high school have the opportunity to study with junior NBA so they have a healthy lifestyle for the future. For now, it provides training to coaches, teachers, and students about basketball for their lives. Besides visiting schools in Jakarta, he will also visit other cities in Indonesia. Scott Levi also hopes that there will be Indonesian players playing in the NBA. Well, that was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir from Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program at 1330 hours until 1400 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you very much for being our regular listener. Your request has been forwarded to our management. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Mengapakah harus ku rasa
RRI was service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will take you to Kupang in East Nusa Tenggara province to enjoy the beauty of Oenesu Waterfall. Kupang City in East Nusa Tenggara is known as a dry and hot region. However, behind that, there is the Oenesu Waterfall, which is an oasis from the heat of the city of Kupang, because rain is indeed something that rarely happens here. The heat of the sun here make one want to find a place that can provide coolness and freshness. One of the places that can refresh the body and eliminate fatigue is Oenesu Waterfall, which is located in Oenesu Village, West Kupang District, Kupang Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. This waterfall is about 25 kilometers from the city of Kupang. Oenesu Waterfall is surrounded by various types of lush trees. In addition, it also has a uniqueness that is not owned by other waterfalls in Indonesia. Oenesu Waterfall, which has a height of about 10 meters, has four levels of waterfall. Its level includes naturally formed pools so that many visitors can swim there. This flowing water contains a lot of lime. During the rainy season, the volume and flow of water are so abundant, while in the dry season, even though the water is not as much as during the rainy season, but it still remains clear, so no need to worry to continue to enjoy the freshness of the Oenesu waterfall. Arriving at the location, you can go to the bottom of the waterfall via a fairly steep downhill road to the left of the location. Later, this steep road will lead to a bridge far below the main waterfall. From this bridge, you can see the four levels of the waterfall. Going down there are steps that are steep enough to reach the bottom of the waterfall. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Uenosu Waterfall in Kupang East, Nusa Tenggara. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Malik Shoaib, also from Pakistan. He was listening to our podcast through shortwaves on frequency 3325 kHz at 1300 hours until 1400 hours UTC on October 3, 2019. And the SIN code was 55544. Excellent! Wow! Through your reception report, we know that you can monitor our broadcast very, very clear. Thank you, Mr. Malik Shoaib, for your report. Please keep listening to our podcast every day. Thank you. Listener Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Petik gitar tuk melupakan cerita lama tak juga silam. Ku tahu cinta tak harus menguasai. Ku tahu cinta tak tapi terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Kisah itu selalu tetap terbayang. Terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Trauma yang dulu tak mau menghilang.
Terlalu baik untuk dia.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in miscellany. Today's miscellany is about Indonesia deploys 28 youths to join ship for Southeast Asia Youth Program in Japan. Listener, 28 youths around 20 until 30 years old from across Indonesia will be deployed as Indonesian representative to join the 46th ship for Southeast Asia Youth Program held by Japanese government. There are 14 men and 14 women. Youth Capacity Building Deputy Assistant at Indonesian Youth and Sports Ministry, I Gusti Puturaka Parianasar. The program is in line with Indonesian vision to be global maritime axis. The participants were called Garuda 46 to join increasing youth capacity in maritime sector to support Indonesia as global maritime axis. Ship for Southeast Asia Youth Program was held for the first time in 1974 with 5 Asian countries at that time, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. This activity is organized by Japanese Cabinet Office. Meanwhile, Indonesia, under Youth and Sports Ministry, did the selection and briefing for the participant. I Gusti Puturaka hoped, before departing to Japan on October 23rd, the participants can enjoy the activity, expand connection with participants from other countries, and also make documentation. This year, Japanese government gave 28 slots for each of 10 Southeast Asian countries, so that the total participants from 11 countries, including Japan, will be 330 people. Indonesian youth contingent this year is accompanied by a national leader who is alumni of Ship for Southeast Asia Youth Program 2000, namely Silvanus Hardianto. According to him, this event will increase friendship and mutual understanding amongst youths of Southeast Asia and Japan, open view of the world, and strengthen international cooperation spirit. The event will begin with voyage from Japan on October 24th across Southeast Asia and will visit 5 countries, namely Vietnam, Myanmar, Singapore, and Malaysia. The Nippon Maru ship will sail for 50 days and it is scheduled to return to Japan on December 13th. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about Indonesia deploys 28 youths to join ship for Southeast Asia Youth Program in Japan. I'm Berisa Fidadela. See you next time.
saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati. Caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saya padamu tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu tersimpan di hatimu? Diri dari 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 diri dari 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 dari.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today I will bring you a song by Antmesh Kamaleng. The singer from Alor East Nusa Tenggara is currently on the rise. Since releasing his single entitled Cinta Luar Biasa, which became hits, Antmesh Kamaleng's name immediately skyrocketed. Besides that song, Antmesh's other singles were also pleasant to hear and become hits. Now, he released another single entitled Nyaman. This song was composed by Choky Cassandra, a famous musician whose work has been widely used in the Indonesian music industry. This song tells of an end to the search for someone's love because he feels his partner is the right person for him. He will keep that love forever. Well, listener, let's listen to Nyaman by Antmesh Kamaleng. Happy listening.
Lama sudah ku menanti, banyak cinta datang dan pergi, tapi tak pernah aku senyaman ini. Mungkin dirimulah cinta sejati. Tak akan ku ragu lagi, hey. Ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu ku nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti, selamanya di hati aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Akan ku ragu lagi, ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti, selamanya di hati aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Lagi buat hidupku lebih berarti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Tetap di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Oh, lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggu. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Di sini. Lihat aku sayang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Waktu hanya untuk saling mencintai.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.